Almost just drowned.
This episode is brought to you by
Sparkling Water.
Let's go.
Can that fit in your mouth? Prove it.
Nah, he's a dirty.
Huh?
He's a dirty.
How you know?
Because
he washed them.
Yeah. Did you actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when he first got, it sounded like we lying, but he was like drying them.
True facts.
So can I put it in my mouth?
Yeah.
Nah, y'all want to see that. I don't like it.
I won't even look.
That's going to be the intro for the video.
But.
No.
Yell.
Nah, yelling. And we're back, y'all. It's been a little intermission. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Episode 9.
Is it
kicked out the class.
Ooh.
We back in this.
Sorry, I'm getting a phone call.
And we're back, y'all. Welcome back to episode
9
of Kicked Out the Class. It's been a little while. We do apologize. You know, small hiatus, you know what I'm saying? But new year, new season, you know what I'm saying? Even better, new content. And the whole shebang, you know what I'm saying?
If you want to see episode 8, you can click right here.
Yes, sir.
And don't forget to follow us on our socials, popping up right over there. This is a very special episode. We only have 3 people today.
Ooh, three men
in the pod.
Little cuddle session.
All right, guys.
I feel like we got to talk about what's going on up there.
Oh yeah. I mean,
new year,
something slight, you know what I'm saying?
New hair.
Big as the what? Nah, it was cool. My sister's friend braided me up. I took an hour and change. And
you want a plug?
I could, but who gonna see? Nah. I'm a gatekeep, honestly.
Okay.
I gotta say, I'm pissed, bro.
Why?
For the first 7 episodes, it was the first time in my life I didn't cut my hair since I was like 12 years old.
Mm.
And then after Ethan's episode, started lining my stuff up every single weekend.
Oh.
Straightest hairline in podcast history. Yeah. And we did 1 episode in the past couple months.
Yeah.
And now I'm growing my hair back out again. So don't even, I'm still faded out though. Don't even worry about that.
But you look good regardless. Yes, sir.
Dang, well, wait, why'd you kind of look down at his lips when he said that? You saw that?
Well, I did it, but...
You look like y'all about to go in.
I love some compliments. I can't lie.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you want to see our 4th person come back on this episode, drop a like, subscribe, leave a comment.
We'll know, too.
We'll know.
Because we only get, like, 7, so we'll see.
We know exactly who watches, because they tell us.
I know exactly how long you watched, how often you replayed, if you liked.
When you clicked off.
Height, weight, address, all that.
Riley, a unique guy.
Oh, my God.
We love Riley, right?
Sorry, dude.
Such as. And I'll pull it up on the screen.
I'm only letting you do this because it's Black History Month. Any other month, you're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
All right. Starting with his 11 era.
It's just yesterday.
I have more pictures like this, too. I dressed up for 11 for Halloween.
Yeah, you were in yellow, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't find all that.
Did you bring waffles?
I did.
That's fire.
Yeah, so we got the 11 era. Do you know what was after that?
We are not putting that on. I'll tell you that right now.
This is the Eminem era.
Can I tell you a secret?
That's a good blue.
Is this fake?
My girl photoshopped my hairline.
What she had? Or what she changed?
My hairline was still straight, but that day I was coming out a little busted.
Oh my God. Wait, is that why like that light brown just kind of cuts off all
the
time?
No, it's just that's the sun.
That's a good blue though.
Anyways, deeply. Next. Y'all weren't supposed to see that.
Yeah, I don't think that was right.
Next, we have the Logic era. Personally, one of my favorite. I was gone for a minute, but I'm back now.
I remembered a verse for Cam G.
What was it?
I couldn't tell you. But he was begging me. So I did it for him 1 time.
You know what era you're in now? I don't know how to pronounce his name the best. But Timothy Chalamet. Yeah, you know how he be doing films and stuff. Look at the hair.
You know he spread what was it, chlamydia to all of NYU.
Whoa, wait.
You
allegedly
know about that, James? You had it.
How do I share the screen here?
That was so many things wrong with that statement. Well, first off, allegedly, you know what I'm saying? Because I heard from you, but I didn't fact check it. And then two, how do I have it, sir? Sir?
That's slander. That
you had STDs? Is that what I just heard?
Yeah, yeah. He said I had chlamydia.
From Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah. That dude was too good.
Okay.
Yeah, you already okay.
Go see, dude. I recently, I didn't actually watch this interview, but I watched Dante's watching of this interview. And it's basically about Russ and like how the music industry, it's just like a whole bunch of shady stuff, which we all knew, but like he broke it down, like the technical aspects. And like, an example would be like, that one song with Sexy Red and Drake, the
Rich Baby Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How that one was like number one, like for a week. And then it just kind of disappeared out of nowhere. And how like you can pay to get on like to the online number one spots, you get paid to get on playlists.
So he was saying like it was all like
just like everybody does it. Oh. And like how like it's something that like goes, it's like why wouldn't you do it, because everybody does it. And like he broke it down.
Does
and
he then, do it?
No, he said he didn't do it. He's like independent.
I believe it. I don't be saying he should pop up. No, I like Russ. I like Russ.
And then he was talking about breaking news, Russ is alive and well. That was so disrespectful.
Was that his album or something?
No, it was just a meme I saw.
Oh.
I mean, it's high-key relevant now, too, because controversial topic, but Kanye's album came out. That was released independently, and it just got taken off of Apple Music.
I saw that.
It got taken off of Apple?
Yeah, people are saying because it was doing too well.
Really?
Yeah, they wanted to slow it down.
See, I was confused because, of course, like, the article that I saw about it, it showed the album cover, so I was like, okay, maybe they took it down for inappropriate cover or something, but it was doing too well, so they say it took it down because of that?
Allegedly. But who knows? I mean, I'm sure it could have got taken down for a multitude of things.
That's really interesting.
But
yeah, there's some as the songs I did hear, he had some crazy lines in there. I ain't gonna lie to you. I also saw something on Instagram recently. This dude was doing like public interviews. He's talking about how there's too many rappers nowadays, not enough MCs, and like the difference between like rappers are for like the money, and then like MCs like for the culture.
MCs, like what does that mean?
Like Mike, I think it's like Mike Check or like Mike Control or like Mike, like MC.
Like what's an example?
No, like that's like a title. Like you're like a MC. Like you're an MC.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
kind of.
It was like old school hip hop,
right? Yeah. Well, duh, there's not enough nowadays. I was back then. Although it'd be cool to come back.
He was saying like Drake's a rapper. He was saying like rappers are just like,
yikes.
You're cutting that out, right?
Yikes.
You're cutting that out, right?
No.
What did he say?
I did it. That's the problem.
Oh, when you stuttered just now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was rough.
That was terrible.
The brain cells are really just burning.
They are on fumes. I don't even know what I was trying to say. Oh, Future. You're also talking about rappers' influence. And Future, for instance, he doesn't even do lean.
Oh, yeah.
And
really?
Yeah.
That's good. Apparently. Right?
Yeah.
But he like promotes it like crazy.
Wow.
So it's like where like rappers are just kind of there for just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, he said one of the biggest things for him was a few years ago, he did
Wait,
a
Russ
collab.
Or Future?
Huh?
Russ or Future?
Future.
Oh.
A few years ago, Future did a collab album with Juice WRLD. Mm-hmm. And while they were doing it, Juice WRLD told him, hey, you know, you're the reason why I started doing all these drugs.
Yeah.
And we know how Juice WRLD turned out.
Yeah, Russ talked about that too. Yeah,
so it's like it's crazy what it's promotion, right?
Wow,
all of it. And even just like on a higher level than that, it's like you think people have these rappers portrayed a certain way just to push ahead a certain image.
Well, another thing, Stage, and I see you talking about Alicia Keys and Usher.
Oh yeah, moving to the music industry, bro. I didn't see the Super Bowl, but I saw the halftime. Swizz Beatz, bro. I was like, okay, I was like, yo, Usher.
I said, whoa, I didn't know he had motion like that.
Yeah, Usher. Like it's on Swizz Beatz. Oh my god,
drop to your knees, right?
Also,
ain't no way.
It's kind of crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
How does like Usher not age? He looks the same.
That's what that money do for you.
Mm. The NFL, you didn't watch it, but Haikyuu was staged. Have you been seeing all the clips lately?
I was talking with Riley about this in the car on the way here. There was like a clip of Like, I think Mahone was running, and then, like...
Yeah, somebody, like, totally, like, dodged him.
Yeah,
who was supposed to tackle him. Mm-hmm. I probably saw him in the same clip.
Yeah.
And now people are bringing up older clips where, like, people are supposed to be getting, like, tackled. And, like, the ref is, like, right there. And they'll, like, recreate it in, like, a little skit where, like, the ref is, like, don't go that way. Don't go that way. And then they'll, like, very clearly, like, dodge him and stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, I wish, like, because this stuff is, like, getting dropped, I wish, like, the NFL would just drop in, like, views and money and stuff. But it's, like, too big. Honestly, I say that because, like, NFL be making so much money for no reason, bro. Just because it's, like, the American sport or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I just started watching the NFL again. After, like, 2016, I stopped because of all the crazy stuff going on.
Mm.
Like, owners and doing all everything.
Wow.
Because, like, they get treated really bad in the NFL.
Really?
You get hit, you get knocked out, you can't play again, you lose your contract.
Oh, right.
Right. And yeah. It's like NBA is better, where NBA is very much a players league, where it's owners league, everything gets 50%, players get the other 50%.
Hmm.
Where NFL is like completely ran by the owners. And it's like NFL has a lot of backwards racism in it too, where like only just now are black quarterbacks really starting to become a thing.
Hmm.
Whereas back in the day, they said, oh, a black person can't be quarterback. They're not smart enough for a long time.
Wow.
So all the quarterbacks are white.
Shut down the NFL.
Hey, after the Bears get a title, we can shut it down.
And the Browns.
Browns never win it. I don't know how to tell you that.
And the Titans.
Oh, even worse.
The Titans are probably closest out of those three teams.
Yay.
Yeah. So.
Do we still have King Henry?
I have no clue. Yeah,
I don't think we do.
I watch him. I was like,
not going to lie, when I see some of the clips, King Henry was, he's kind of balling. They give him the ball. He making them yards. That's kind of cool.
Why don't we ever have a Galentine's?
That's
like
funny.
I saw all the Galentine's posts and all like the oh,
my friend
they
did
had
that.
Little
parties.
Yeah,
and
they
stuff.
Do
all
like
the fancy
little
drinks
yeah.
and candies and stuff.
Why don't we got that,
bro? You remember in fifth grade?
Yeah,
in fifth grade, all of a sudden the girls. And they want to throw their own girls-only party, so they bring in, like, some cookies.
And not even crazy,
and
too. It was
some,
like,
and some drinks, I think. For
during
all
class.
The, yeah, during class.
It wasn't even that.
For only the girls, right?
What the heck?
And us guys, we're, like, 10 years old. We see that, we say, oh, bet. Right? So then, like, a week later, we come in, we got pizza, chicken parm, wings,
yeah.
cookies, all the drinks you could think of, brownies, everything. Everybody brought like a whole meal.
We had a whole party.
Yeah, we had a whole party, all while the girls are just watching us. Like, you started this.
Mind you, they just bought like cookies for like class.
Yeah,
like,
we were petty.
We did our lunch. Like, we left lunch to have a party. And then Miss McCarthy got on our ass, but then had like grab food.
Right.
So I see, like, y'all are terrible for doing this. As she's
y'all
munching.
Are terrible.
And, yeah, she literally had a whole play. I'm like, yo, no, okay.
This is wrong.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, bro, as she's snacking on a chicken wing.
Be like, where you get this?
Right.
You shouldn't have got it from there.
It's kind of smack.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was
James,
funny.
This was you?
R.
No, because, yeah, where the heck was I?
It was fifth grade. Fifth grade ahead.
We were in the same school.
Yeah, but you were, like, different.
Yeah.
We were
like
Sparks and stuff.
No, I was probably in, like, Encore or something when it happened.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, y'all probably had that. I was doing my own thing.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, like in Spain.
I was probably like too smart to even.
I already graduated at that point. Like,
I was already in high school. Nah, that's funny. Yeah. Nah, but Guyantines, I saw a post recently that was like, someone putting their foot down was like, listen, I don't know who needs to hear this, but Valentine's is not for men. And I was like, dang.
I mean, they ain't wrong.
They ain't wrong.
Y'all ever got flowers bought for y'all?
I've never gotten flowers.
Yeah, I want to say I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind?
Roses.
Did you like it?
Yeah. It's cool. Mm. I mean, you put them in a vase.
Yeah.
They die.
Yeah. You got flowers before?
Oh, me? No. But I was like, I know people were like, I've seen like guys like, damn, we've never gotten flowers. So like, if I got a flower, I probably would have like the same reaction. I'd be like, I mean, this is cool. But like,
yeah, no.
I kind of that out, right?
Hell no.
Nah, so, yeah, flowers, not a big thing, really.
Yeah.
Like you said, unless they got like some Lego flowers.
Ooh, that'd be fire.
You know, something long lasting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but none of those like TikTok promoted flowers where like they're doing like the rose. Covered in
the rose toy.
Yeah. I was like, what kind of rose?
Nah,
what are you,
like
wait, you don't say you got a rose. Wait, you got a rose there. What kind of rose you get?
Don't worry about that.
No, don't
battery,
say it. Don't
battery operated. Nah.
Lithium ion.
Yeah, it's for the girls, but you know.
You get anything for Valentine's?
Yeah, I got what did I get? I got this card game that was like for couples. One side is like playful, one side's thoughtful. So I've been going through those. And I'm like, oh, you want to go through some of these? And she's like, dang, we can't go through the whole pack in 1 week. I'm like, how you going to tell me how to use my gift? But anyways.
Speaking of card games, you want a word from our sponsor?
No.
Sparkling Water.
Rowdy snitched? What's about that?
So, what's this that I ate the Nerds box?
You did.
But you helped.
I had some.
You had a lot.
I had some.
We woke up and the Nerds were like next to you.
No, we woke up and the Nerds were next to you.
So what was the, what James, what did you hear? Because I want to know what he told.
Not very much. It was just that the box was like here and then, let's go, Jocelyn looked again. And it was like right here.
Nah, because that's crazy. Because put your hand back up.
It was like.
Yeah, and then what it went to?
It was like.
I left at least like that much.
Cap.
It's not that much more, but. So you've been eating them.
I remember specifically having a long conversation. How about you were about to leave one single Nerd? That was the type of timing you were on. So I don't want to hear it.
That's insane. I said that.
One Nerd.
One Nerd. That's funny. That's funny. Oh, you should have left one Nerd since I knew I was going to get blamed anyway. It sounded like it just came towards me. It sounds like we owe her a box of Nerds.
I done paid my dues. Are you good?
Yeah, I was yawning.
Wait, what was the cracking sound?
Oh, that was my jaw. Yeah, I'm old. Yeah.
This is probably the earliest we ever done an episode, too.
Yeah, can you tell how much energy James has this episode?
Woo!
We gotta go to All-Star Weekend. We gotta go hang out with Brown soon, so we gotta make this quick.
Mm-hmm. We got flights and, you know what I'm saying?
If you like this video, hopefully Danny will come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Danny too.
Danny too? If you like this video right now or dislike it, you know, it works. Danny too may reappear in this video. Thank you.
All right. Let me take you guys on a story, right? You don't think no scams could work for you. Let me just tell you about this one. You've been seeing all this AI stuff, right? All these deep fakes.
I'll talk about it after. What happened?
So there was a company, it was an art company. They sell art, right? Mm. This guy gets an email from his boss or something saying like, hey, we're going to need to transfer this artwork somewhere, like send them the money, right? And he was like, oh, let's have a meeting about it. So they have a meeting, right? This guy joins the meeting. It's like all 12 of his bosses, all 12 of them. They're telling him, yeah, go ahead, just send them the 25 million. It's all good, right?
Mm.
He sends them the 25 million. A couple days later, his bosses come knocking on his door and they're like, where did the 25 million go? Why did you send that to someone? And he's like, you guys told me to. We were all in the meeting. Like all of us, all the upper management and everyone. Someone coordinated a Zoom call that was deepfake AI of all his bosses and convinced him that it was all them commanding him to do all that. And he sold it. And I mean, I can't blame him. Like, it's a Zoom call. It's bad quality, all that.
Wait, so that's got to be inside, no? Because how did the person know what his bosses were?
I mean, you could probably find that on LinkedIn. I'm sure they did some like crazy investigation.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to use that technology, they probably did have to go like.
Like, this is some Ocean's 11 type heist.
Yeah.
Wow.
And to make it worse, they just dropped I think it's going open source or whatever the term is soon, where it's like ChatGPT, but for videos. So you just type in like whatever you want.
Sora? Yeah, Sora. Like
that. Yeah.
Honestly, it's the boss's fault for not implementing some type of like, you know, like when they're doing like a nuclear missile that needs two people and they turn the key at the same time, like that type of backup. So somebody's team's message.
Well, I assume like the dude who sent it, it's not like your minimum wage guy. I assume this is like a high level executive, right?
So how do you fall for that?
The intern.
I mean, you got 12 people that are all your bosses looking at you saying, do it.
I guess.
I don't know. I think anyone would fall for it.
25 mil? I'd hit him with like a, are you sure? Are you ready?
I mean, they're telling him to his face, do it.
So at that point, you know, he sent the money. Boss comes and knocks at the door. Then what? Is he fired?
So did they get it back?
Did they get it back? It's gone. No way.
But so did they send it to another company, like to an offshore account? Like, did they?
Probably some offshore account, yeah. So, okay.
Yeah, so do you fire the guy?
Yeah, right.
Oops. Yeah, and I doubt the call was recorded. How does he, like, prove that?
Yeah, what if he just made all this up?
He's like, I swear, y'all told me.
That'd be funny. So I recently, I was in Mexico for a couple weeks ago, right? And when you went through the airport recently, did you have to do the facial scan at the security?
Not recently, but I have had to do it once.
So yeah, before it was just you hand the person your ID, they look at you, whatever. Well, now you put your ID into a machine and it scans your face and sees if you're the real person. And so that's just at the normal security. And I go up to the guy, I'm like, I don't want to do all that. Can you just have it? Right, he was cool about it, but then leaving the country, they always have you do it, right? And I'm reading on the little sign before because I know you could opt out, but just to make sure. And at the bottom it says like you can opt out and have a manual or review, whatever. So I get to the woman, and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to take the picture. I want to do a manual review. She's like, we can't do that. I'm like, what do you mean we can't? She's like, no, just take the picture. And I'm like, no, I don't. I really don't want to. I'm like, I want to opt out. She's like, you can't opt out. I'm like, it says right there I can opt out. And then she's like, okay, just come on. And I'm like, what? That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she just doesn't have the training for it or what? But the whole time I'm thinking, like, I don't know. Before I was already a little cautious, but now I'm even more cautious, right?
Yeah.
So then a week later, I'm coming back into the country. And same thing happens. They got to scan your face, do whatever. And so I go up to them and I'm like, yeah, I want to opt out. And she's like, opt out? What do you mean? Like, what is... She's like, I'm like, you have to do a manual review. And she's like, manual review? What do you mean? And she's like, just why don't you want to take the picture? And I'm like, I don't want to take the picture. It's all good. And she's like, okay, here we go. And she does a manual review. So it's like, you obviously know what it is, right? You obviously know how to do it. Why are you acting like I'm crazy?
That's weird.
Yeah. That is so weird to me.
No, because why are you just now saying that? Because I think I've already taken a picture or two. They got me.
I always opt out. And it's like, it is dumb because, like, obviously the government has my picture. Like, I have a license.
Right.
But I don't know. One less picture is good. But why are they forcing it on you now?
Oh, no.
That's creepy.
In the grid.
That's insane.
That's really weird. Well.
Shit, Disney was scary, too.
Why? What they got going on at Disney?
They make you do a fingerprint.
What?
And they keep your fingerprint, yeah.
What? I had to do a fingerprint for Busch Gardens.
Did you not do a fingerprint?
I don't know.
We went to Orlando.
Not at Disney.
Yeah, Orlando. You had a fingerprint. And in fact, they low-key made you, too. So...
I'd believe it. Yeah. I just don't remember because I definitely did it at Busch Gardens when I was younger. I don't remember doing it at Busch Gardens recently. And then Disney. Mm. Nah, no way.
Yeah, I was like shocked. I was like, why y'all need that? And then like if you've been there before, they know. So like you can just scan again and get open. So it's like keep it on file. I was like, why do they need my fingerprint?
You sure they didn't just do it to you?
Maybe. Maybe I was new or something, but... If they did, they got my fingerprint now, which is...
Yeah, they got clones of you.
So under the animatronics, they got this...
Can't wait to meet you. And if you like the video right now, Danny 2 might just appear.
Oh, wait, like it? Oh, you liked it.
Trenton, welcome to the episode.
Oh my God.
It's like you showed up as a surprise. You're not late or anything.
Whoa, what? Woo.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, very glad. Yeah. So, what were you saying just a moment ago?
Bro, I was looking at your braids. They just look kind of clean. I ain't gonna lie.
Thank you. You said you claimed this style first or something?
Well, see, long ago, now I'm playing, bro. I was looking at that hairstyle for a good couple months now, bro. I'm growing my hair out. Mm. I am still growing my hair out, but it's one of them, like, the size need to be long for me to actually get them like all the way down.
But how long are your size now?
What is it right now?
Because let me tell you, my sides were probably just like just over 3 inches, and she was able to grip it all.
Ooh. Said Jason, perfect.
That's crazy.
What was it? It's like right here, bro.
Oh, that's long enough for sure. Is it? No, you're ready.
You're right. What was it? Your junk was like thick and curly and a little bit longer than mine too. So
we still talking about hair?
I mean, I just like washed it and then blue dry it out, and then she just did the thing.
Curly, yeah, stuff didn't matter. It may be coming. We may be twins in like 3 weeks.
We ain't gotta be, but we definitely can.
No, we gonna be twins.
No, there's other styles.
No,
you're saying this might be like a stitch braid or something. What is that like? I don't know.
Some stitch braid. I learned this today. It's like a weird way that they part it. It's kind of clean. What was it? I didn't really understand it, so I just said, "Okay, I'll learn it another day." Hmm. I'll probably look it up tonight. But I think that's what you got, my boy.
I don't know. I just said, "Please," and she said, "Okay." And yeah, I like it.
And speaking of Black History Month, our sponsor for today, Truth or Drink. Cut, thank you for sponsoring this video. We really appreciate it. For some reason, our invoices got lost in the mail, so you got to send that again. But, you know, in honor of that thing, I figured we'll just have some fun.
Pull a card.
You know what I'm saying?
What have you borrowed from me and is still not returned? Can I have it back right now? Riley?
Ew. I don't have nothing. Yeah. But Danny, he borrowed my basketball shorts, right? Yeah. And I'm like, Danny, these are my favorite basketball shorts. Please don't take those. Please just give them back when you're done. He kept them for 2 years, bro. I kept asking him to, when am I getting these shorts back? And he'd look at me and say, sorry, they're gone.
When are you wearing them?
Yes.
In front of your face, dude.
So what's something you're currently doing that you'll only stop doing if you get caught? Cameron.
Why is this real targeted? Probably running stop signs.
That's not a bad answer.
Disclaimer, I don't run stop signs.
Anymore.
I do, so disclaim that.
Lock this man up.
When was the last time you had unprotected sex? What made that okay? James.
Child of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Ah.
Yeah.
But with that being said, please wrap up. Please be safe, y'all.
What made it okay?
Nothing. It's not okay. Unless he's your significant other and like you're not having sex with anybody else and like, you know what I'm saying, you've seen them, then yeah, go raw, go crazy. But if he's just like a one night stand, all stuff, practice safe sex, you know what I'm saying? Mm. It might sound good at the time, but dealing with that stuff afterwards, you're gonna wish you had, you know what I'm saying? So just take it from me. Not in the sense that I had it, just like, got the bonus pass again. Exposed myself.
What's that Lil Wayne bar? Safe sex is great sex. Because you don't want that latex saying I'm latex. So wrap up and wear that latex.
All right. This is for a bonus. Last call. If you discover you'll die today, what would be your biggest regret, Trenton?
Mm. Oh, honestly, my biggest regret, it would probably be that I didn't earn enough money. No, I'm playing. It really be that I didn't spend enough time with like people that I like love like that. Like on some, you know, some friendship type love, you feel me? Like you gotta let a homies, you feel me?
Right.
But like,
so why were you late?
Because I was loving my family, Riley.
That wasn't your answer.
Wait. Yes, it was. What are you talking about? But yeah, what was it? You know, spending time with people a lot of times. Like, I'm like a closeted extrovert, you feel me? Like, or no, closeted introvert. Let me explain.
Yeah, that's like, that's so specific for a certain...
Who's it?
Yeah. You can't just use that.
No. It doesn't have. What's that? Okay, I'll say undercover extrovert. This is y'all keep ruining my questions, man. Be who you are, and don't let anyone take that away from you.
You heard it here, folks. Well,
All right.
That's crazy. Well,
I'm so well done. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. I'll be sleeping.
So that may be sleeping, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that was fun.
It was fun.
Thank you, Cut, for sponsoring this episode. You know, you didn't really sponsor it, but if you'd like to fly us out, we'd love to play your game for your show.
That'd be dope.
We could bring a
little collab. KOTC, Cut, special.
KOTC X Cut.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Run it up. Send it to the producers. Let's do it.
Our people contact your people.
No, your people contact us. You can reach our email down in the
description. No, we have people. Not just us.
That's what I meant. I'm
people.
Yeah. I'll exit this one out. Well, thank you for watching Kick Without the Class. You know, really enjoyed y'all staying here, spending time with us. Make sure that you like, subscribe, share with your friends, family. Just get us out there. Get us some publicity.
Follow our socials.
Listen to our Apple Music, Spotify. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We really be making bangers on there.
Oh, God.
For real.
TikToks, too.
Oh, yeah. TikToks, YouTube Shorts. TikToks
every day. Some good TikToks.
Every day. We.
Twin. Where have you been? Nobody knows me like you do.
Bye.
We'll see you next time.
Click like or Cameron getting pregnant tonight.
All right. Yeah, good.